WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to Mightily Calm. It's your old Puljit Carter here, ready to help you wind down and prepare for a night of blissful sleep. Now, I know what you're thinking, another podcast about sleep. You've heard it all before, right? But trust me on this one, because tonight, we're diving into something truly powerful. The magic of gratitude journaling. Think of it like this: life is a whirlwind, am I right? We're constantly bombarded with information, deadlines, and that never-ending to-do list. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and forget to appreciate the good stuff. Gratitude journaling is all about flipping that script. It's about taking a few moments each day to reflect on the things you're grateful for, no matter how small. And let me tell you, those little things can make a world of difference. So, what are we waiting for? Let's get into 5 key takeaways that will show you just how powerful gratitude journaling can be. First up, it shifts your perspective. Ever felt like you're living on repeat, stuck in the same old loop? Gratitude journaling forces you to break free from that negativity cycle. When you focus on what you have rather than what you lack, suddenly everything starts to feel brighter. It's like putting on a pair of rose-colored glasses, not in an unrealistic way, but just enough to see the beauty around you. Second, it's a mood booster. Seriously, people. When you take time to appreciate the good things in your life, your brain releases feel-good hormones. It's like a natural high, one that lasts longer than any coffee buzz. And let's face it, who wouldn't want to feel happier and more positive? Third, it improves your sleep. Now, this might seem surprising, but hear me out. When you end your day reflecting on the things you're grateful for, your mind is less likely to race with worries and anxieties. You go to bed feeling calm, content, and ready for restful night's sleep. Fourth, it strengthens your relationships. Gratitude journaling isn't just about appreciating the big things, it's about noticing the little moments that make your relationship special. Taking time to write down why you're grateful for your loved ones helps you see them in a new light, deepening those connections. Think about it. Who wouldn't want stronger, more meaningful relationships? And finally, it fosters self-awareness. When you start paying attention to what makes you feel good, you begin to understand yourself better. You realize what truly matters to you and what brings you joy. This newfound self-knowledge is invaluable. It helps you make choices that align with your values and live a more fulfilling life. Okay, let's get real for a second. I remember this one time I was feeling totally stressed out. Deadlines were looming, my inbox was overflowing, and I felt like I was drowning in to-do lists. So, on a whim, I decided to try gratitude journaling. I grabbed a notebook and spent 5 minutes jotting down things I was grateful for: a delicious cup of coffee, a funny text from my best friend, the sunshine streaming through my window. To my surprise, it actually made a difference. I felt a wave of calm wash over me, and suddenly those stressful tasks didn't seem so overwhelming anymore. It's amazing how a few minutes of reflection can shift your entire perspective. Remember, folks, gratitude journaling isn't about pretending everything is perfect, it's about finding the good in every day, even on the tough ones. It's a simple practice with powerful benefits that can transform your well-being and lead to a happier, more fulfilling life. So, tonight, as you get ready for bed, take a few minutes to write down a few things you're grateful for. It might be something small like a warm blanket or a good book, but trust me, it will make all the difference. And don't forget to share your experiences with me. Use the hashtag #MightlyCalm on social media and let me know what you're grateful for. Until next time, sleep well, dream big, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.